Welcome to the Operation Move podcast. My name is Zoe, and this week we're actually talking about something a little bit controversial, which is not running. I'm having a conversation with Ness, and we talk about a whole range of things from, you know, parenting, business, life, post-COVID, and really talking about those times when you need to, instead of just Tetrising your way or scheduling your way out of something, you need to put something down to make space for something else. So yeah, so anyway, like today I thought that we could just have, like, I think that a lot of times, like when people do podcasts or things, they're like, oh, you know, like had all of these challenges, but these are the things that I used and it worked really well and everything is rosy.
I think
where people are at, myself included, is that, look, like I tried to keep doing all of the things and I hit a wall and I had to make a choice. If that resonates with you.
Oh, that resonates with me.
You know, like I was talking, like just sort of like with the decision making, and I said, you know, I really think part of my problem is that my identity is still stuck back, like when all I did was Operation Move, and basically the business funded my life as an athlete, somebody who, like, that was, you know, it created the content, it brought in the clients, and I've attempted to continue to do exactly the same thing, and I just keep like hitting a brick wall, because apparently you can't just add in 40 hours of work and still do everything else that you did before. And it's like, and I've spent all this time like with schedules, and at a certain point you're like, the schedule isn't the fucking problem.
Yeah.
Like, I can't, like, schedule, I can't Tetris my way out of this situation.
Yeah, yeah. I can't, there is not enough daylight hours in the day. Like, yeah. there's not enough hours. No matter how you try, there is not enough hours.
Like, even last night, like, I was, had planned on doing, like, a leg day, and then Arlo got so upset, like I'd said that I would start working on this crocheted beanie for them. And I'd sort of like started, and then that's typical, like started and then misplaced the hook at some stage. It was about half done. And they came out, and because it's so literal, they were like, I thought you said like it would be done in a couple of days. And I said, yeah, but then like we had to build all of your furniture for your room, and like happens. And they were really upset. And I was like, oh. So I like stayed up until 11:30 finishing it. And then I got it this morning, and this, like, the edging was a little bit tight. So I had to sort of, even though I'd already sewn it in, I then had to like unpick it and like get it to the sort of sensory level that was appropriate. And I'm like, this is the metaphor for my life right now.
Yep. Yep. Sums it up in one beanie.
It does. And, you know, and they're all choices, you know, like I could have said like, oh, well, you know, like I'll get it done tomorrow or whatever. And, you know, like sometimes there are times like with kids where you've got to sort of just push back on things. But I am also aware, like between sort of like work and like when I was at uni, like how much they're constantly saying to me things like, oh, you know, like one day when you're not too busy. And I also don't want to be the mum that's always too busy to like do anything, you know, like, because what's the point in having sort of like a flexible work situation if I'm always like, I have too much going on to, you know, like do whatever it is. Like the other day it was just like, Riley wanted to go down for gluten-free donuts. Best gluten-free thing I've ever eaten, that's for sure. But yeah, you know, like it's just one of those things where you can make that choice, but then making that choice is choosing like not to do something else. And
it's like when you make a choice, it's not like you're taking away from free time. It's taking from other things, like Yeah, I don't know. I don't have any free time. Like, I sit and think I do, and then you look and you're like, no, there's no such thing as free time, I don't think. Like,
so how old is Wyatt now?
So he's 15 months now. Yeah. And he's loving life. He's walking everywhere. He's adorable. He made so many friends on holidays, like on the plane, in the airport, everywhere we went, everyone just loved him. Like, so he's very cute, but yeah, he trying to do my work around him is very challenging, and trying to get an extra day of daycare is doing my head in. Like, it's yeah, I was only thinking today, like, someone rang up to ask me a few questions, and they're like, oh, I don't know how you do it. And I said, I actually don't know how I do either, because it's one day of daycare a week and maybe a Friday if Joey's home.
Yeah.
And I, like, you know, my business has grown dramatically in the 15 months since I've had him. And I'm just like, oh, Christ, like, if I could just get one extra day, full day of daycare, it would just... it would be allow me to catch up. And then I'm like, don't be stupid, you'd catch up and then you'd take on more clients. So you'd just be like, you know, like you said at the start, if you're not growing, you're going backwards. And that's, yeah, but yeah, I would need to be really strong on that and just be like, no, just stop for a minute.
yeah, like, it's like, I remember, like, working from home for periods when I didn't do it when Arlo was little, but I did it with Riley when I had one. And that was so stressful, like, just because she was so high needs and I would have a deadline and, like, the internet would be crapping itself. And it was just like, oh, my God. But, like, just such a – and even, like, even at the age that they are now, where Riley's in year 8 and Arlo's in year 6, like, the quality of what I'm able to do in that what seems like really short period of time that they're at school. And that's with them, like, they, like, they're literally, like, around the corner from school. So I'm not even, I've got myself into a situation where I'm not even losing travel time in between, like, when they leave. And even with that, it goes super fast. But, like, the quality of that vastly improves when you don't have people going, oh, you know, I'm hungry, could you make me something that's cold and maybe crunchy? And I'm like, or, you know, like, going, oh, you know, like, the cat's in my room under the bed and I don't want them to be there because, like, if I leave, they might come out and then knock one of the crystals over. And so, yeah, it's just that kind of school holiday stuff is just, even at, like, at their age, it is heaps easier because, like, Josh will be, like, real conservative about when he leaves them at home on their own. But, like, when he's not here, I'm like, all right, I'm going down to the gym. I'll see you in 2 hours. You know, like, because that's just the age that they are. And they always know that they can come with me and go to kid jail at the gym.
Yeah.
But most of the time they choose to be at home. So it is, like, very different in that way. But yeah, so, like, thinking back, like, I guess it's been about a year, like, have your sort of your approach to, like, what you think you can get done changed since why?
Yes, because I realized that there are not enough hours in the day. You know, like, it, you sort of think, oh, yeah, it'd be great. And, you know, he's like a unicorn. He goes to bed early. He sleeps all night from about 6 months. Like, he's been really great. He'll have his 2 sleeps of a day. But, you know, when you think of all the areas to your life, like, there's the runner, there's the mum, there's the business person, you know, and then in there you've got to be a partner and a sister and a daughter and all the other things. And, you know, you think, oh, God, I've I've got to do all the things. And then, yeah, I think I realized, well, when I messaged you earlier in the year and said, I can't do this because I had planned on doing a 50K on Saturday, thinking it'll be right. But then, you know, Wyatt had I reckon he had a cold since Easter, and that's only cleared up in September. It's been so wet here. And then Joey was going away to Queensland through the week for about 6 or 8 weeks. And yeah, like everything's fine. You build your little house of cards, and then like something else, a little marble gets placed on top, and then that's whole one area goes. So yeah, what I thought I could get done, yeah, I could probably get done, but I would need to be awake 24 hours a day. Yeah. And, you know, I'm like a high achiever and I like to take on things and do things. But, yeah, just that realisation that, look, at the moment, and I tell new mums this, you know, your main job is looking after a baby, and I needed to tell myself that.
Yes.
Like, you know, running will be there later on. At the moment, you just need to focus on your child and, you know, and my business, because I've put, so they're my two main priorities.
Yeah, I mean, it was like somebody in Run Club was saying the other day, like, I don't know, like they had like a kid who wasn't sleeping through the night, and they're like, I don't know how anyone like trains through this kind of like, with this kind of like level of sleep disruption. And I was like, honestly, I don't think I did any, like I was running, but I don't think I ever like really did like structured training when my kids were that little.
Yep.
Like I would sort of like get an hour when they were real little, like get an hour to maybe go to the 24-hour gym if I didn't get like a call back, like if somebody woke up and needed feeding or whatever.
Yeah.
And I would just like, okay, like I get to run for an hour. That's, and you know, and so I don't think that I would have. And, you know, like maybe when you're a little bit younger, like I think with the first pregnancy, I probably could have gotten away with a lot more. Like I used to get zero sleep and then like rock up to work and be like fine and then like go home. And that was, and there was only like 3 years between the pregnancy, but the difference between, I guess it was like, I guess it was around about maybe 28 and 31 or whatever made like a big difference to like what my energy levels were. And I was kind of blessed in that Arlo was a bit like Wyatt, like such a good sleeper, like sleeping through the night from a really early age, you know, stopped night feeds really early and just like crawl around during the day and do stuff, you know, like whereas like with Riley, I have to carry her into the bathroom to go to the toilet. Like it was just like a totally different scenario. But at that stage then I had two at home. And, you know, like in the past I'd been able to go for walks, but you know, you'd always have like one that was deeply dissatisfied with being on a walk. You know, so it was just one of those things where I couldn't like get through the sort of like the normal stuff that I do. So it was just like really like, oh, I can go down to the gym for an hour on the weekend. Like I couldn't go out for half an hour and then come back. Or like when Josh was home, I could put like one in the trike and push it along. But that was about the extent of my capability. And like, you know, a business is like a baby, in terms of like how my needs it is, or you know, like, or like anything that sort of like with me going to uni or whatever, like there are just things like in that just have certain non-negotiables that you just can't, like it's not just something that's like like I just won't do that today. It's like okay, you know, like no, like it has to be.
And that's it. Like I deal with the ATO. I can't not do things because I want to go for a run or I want to go train for a couple of hours. Like I can't not, like my life is governed by the ATO and a baby. Like, you know, And the ATO two
equally uncompromising entities.
So it's just, it's that letting go of, you know, and like I think I briefly saw the post about the minimal sleep, and you know, because it's the one thing when you are training and you're full on training, like what's the number one thing you got to do? Make sure you get adequate sleep, because you can have all the other things lined up. You don't get enough sleep, you undo everything else. So if you've got a child that isn't sleeping and you're trying to train as well, yeah, like you just, I don't know.
Yeah, I heard like an interview with somebody a while back, and one of the things that they got really disciplined with, which as I said was really hard because they love going to the gym and, you know, and training, but they started a discipline where if they didn't get 8 hours of sleep, they weren't allowed to go to the gym. And so, which was really hard because you still want to go, but it's like, well, no, like I didn't get 8 hours, so like I'm not going, and then sort of incentivizes that. And I sort of started doing like going to the gym like an hour later than normal, because I'm like, I don't go to sleep early enough to get to be at the gym at 5 in the morning. Too old.
Yeah. Like,
shit's happened. And, you know, like, and, you know, and also kind of like finding, like, I quite like the people at the 6 a.m. class. It's a bit more cruisy. It's a bit more, like, social. People are awake, you know.
Yeah, they've had their coffees. They're alive.
Yeah, you know, like, it's just, and you, at a certain point, you, like, kind of, like, got to get, like, realistic about, you know, because you can just get so locked into that, well, this is what I do because this is what I've always done, and, you know, and that kind of thing. And but at a certain point, you kind of got to take a step back and go, okay, but, you know, like, what do I actually want to do, not like what I'm doing because I'm afraid of quitting.
And that's such a, that afraid of quitting, it's such a big thing, isn't it? Like, it's And to be honest, I will tell you now, I haven't cancelled my entry to the 50K on Saturday, because every time I kept going to do it, I was like, there's a 14-hour cutoff. I could hike it in 14 hours. And now I'm like, you know what? It's going to rain here tomorrow. I'm not going. I'm not doing it. But I'm like, you know, if it wasn't raining, I'd probably rock up. And if I hiked all day, I hiked all day. And if I only did 20Ks, I only did 20Ks. But now it's going to rain and I'm not going to slosh around in the mud. But I think there was a lot of me that was like, if I pull my entry, like that's like saying, yeah, line in the sand. No, you've quit that. But, yeah, and I, but then I didn't cancel it.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, and then I think it's their first event. It's a donation. Like if they get to hold an event next year and I get to go to a trail running event an hour down the road from me, then I'm happy. But yeah.
Well, I've treated most of mine. So there have been loads that I just haven't gone to, and I've treated most of mine as donations, because it's sort of like, it's a miracle that some of those things have survived with like all of the years of not being able to have any participants. But it is also the kind of thing where like I had booked in to go down to Melbourne. I think I was registered for the half, but I don't even know. I knew I was registered for something, but I'm not sure like what I'd actually registered for. And it was coming up, and I was like, yeah, okay, you know, like I could run it, you know, like not like as a race. But then, you know, like you've got to deal with sort of like flights and accommodation and time away from the kids. And then around about the time I was kind of thinking about what I was going to do with that, Kirsten messaged me and she's like, oh, do you want to come down with me to this yoga retreat in December? And I was like, oh, like probably a similar, probably realistically like a similar cost involved, but something that's actually sort of restorative and like get to go and do something without having to like run a really long way. And you know, like have like you know, have a weekend away, assuming my flights don't get cancelled, and all of that sort of like, and have it be like before, you know, before all of the madness that is Christmas and everything like that. And I was like, actually I think that's going to be much better for me than the only time I ever go away is like when I go and do something bloody hard.
Yeah. Yeah. And like you come back from those weekends away and your cup's all full because, you know, you've done a running event, you've done something you love, you caught up with people you enjoy, but you come home and you're busted. Like, you know, so why not choose a nice option like a yoga retreat, and you go and you can spend a lot of time in that corpse pose. Like, you know, I'm very good at that.
Yeah. And, you know, like it's just like going somewhere mostly where, you know, like you're being fed. I'm not having to sort of like cook for myself or for other people.
Or thinking about what you're going to eat. Like you go to Melbourne and you're bloody things that I'm cheap. That's like where we were in Cairns. Like there's all these options. And by the end, I was just like, I don't give a fuck. Someone just pick something. Like I'm tapping out here, guys. I don't want to make a decision. Like, but if you go somewhere like that where someone's just here's lunch, beauty, thank you. Like,
yeah, exactly. It's just I think it's just one of those things where it you gotta sort of like look at what's going to, you know, give you the most out of the situation. And sometimes it definitely is going to be running and sometimes it's not. And, you know, like I think that particularly what I've noticed over the last couple of years with everything with COVID and also with sort of like stuff coming up with the kids is, you know, like it gets easier in some ways but harder in others in terms of like dealing with teenagers and, you know, like, and all of those emotions involved and you having like real flashbacks to, you know, like how much being a 14-year-old sucked, you know, and it is just one of those things where over that period of time I've had to go, okay, I need things in place where they're actually things that like taking care of me as opposed to like me taking care of other people all the time, you know. Yeah. So and particularly with how sort of challenging like the kids stuff has been, so, and that's pretty much like why like I go to PT once a week is like I have someone there who's looking after me for like 1 hour a week.
Yeah.
I'm not picking what I'm doing. I'm not sort of like, sort of, it's just like you have that sort of like social connection with someone who you get on well with and you have somebody sort of like checking in with you about how you're doing and then you do sort of like the stuff. And I think that at a certain point, like when you've got other things going on, you just like need that space, whether it's like going to get a massage or, you know, like having time for yourself or going away or like just like going to eat a dinner that you didn't cook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, and I think that before you have like, I've almost at the stage where I don't think I've quite done it yet, but I'm just going to like delete all of the running stuff on my watch from pre-COVID. It's like, it's just, it doesn't really, I don't really relate to it anymore, you know, after everything that sort of happened. And I think that with a lot of people, it's just, yeah, it's just like even when with actually having COVID and being in recovery, and I'd still say I have long COVID now, but like when I was the first few weeks, I didn't run at all. And I jogged like once at the gym and my heart rate went to 180. And I was like, oh, okay, this is going to take a while. And then, so probably it was more like, you know, sort of like 4-ish weeks later, I started going for a jog and I would like go like jog like 30 minutes or, you know, something in that vein. And I'd be like, wow. People like actually do this, like they go, they run for 30 minutes and then they're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
They do that like 3 times a week and it's a nice thing that they do and then they go home and have lives, you know?
They don't care about the numbers or anything. It's just like out the door, 30 minutes, da-da-da, done and dusted. Like, yeah.
So, yeah, like it I think it has been a weird, you know, like a weird time. And a lot of people are sort of like, I think, in the boat that we're in, like either it's sort of like new jobs or new businesses, just because so many people have like quit yeah. their jobs or have gone back to university to retrain, like it just because it has been such a huge sort of like shift for everyone, like after everything that happened, they're kind of like, well, you know, like this is a good opportunity for me to sort of start over. So I know so many people who either are in sort of like new businesses or new roles or are thinking about leaving their jobs, or you know, like it just seems like it's still in a real position of flux at the moment. Yeah. And I think like a lot of the sort of like rhetoric around sort of like where we're at now with like post pandemic or whatever is like, oh, now we're back to normal. And I'm like,
No,
we are not back to normal yet. And no. And I think that like I still feel myself as like experiencing like a level of like burnout from the whole thing, you know, like where I'll have like my day off and I will often like really struggle to do anything sort of like super productive, yeah. you know, like because it's just like, oh, like I can finally just like do nothing, and I have a feeling that it's going to take me like quite a while of having those patches of doing nothing to kind of like actually get back to like a baseline. Yeah. You know, sometimes like on my day off, like my phone will ring and I don't even have the energy to answer it because I'm like, I can't cope with that right now. Yeah. It's a bit too much for me.
Yeah.
And I think it's also like allowing that and also then like not feeling guilty about it, because I had like the first few weeks of having like a day off in the middle of the week where I would be actually stressed about like not doing enough with the yep. day off. And I'm like, this is so fucking stupid. So I've sort of focused it more on like I'll do things that help create like more self-care space in the house. So like I cleared out the sunroom, so then there's like a chair that I can sit on and to relax that's not in front of a screen, because yeah. our house is quite small and there are just TVs it seems everywhere, and yeah. so it's actually hard when you've just got like a lounge room and there's a TV in there and then there's a dining room and there's like a gaming TV in that corner. It's actually kind of hard to sit down and not like sit and look at a screen, and yeah. I'm like, right, if I just get this stuff out of there, then I can go and I can sit down and just like do some crochet stuff or like read or just like not be like continually like bombarded with and bonus is that the kids haven't worked out that I sit in there and they're like, where's mama? Like, I don't know, maybe she's in the garage. So yeah, like I think that that's been quite good, but I think yeah, just a lot of it for me is just having like we've been working on in like the DBT stuff that I've been working on radical acceptance, and like how oftentimes if you have something that is distressing you, it's your resistance to that reality that makes it 10 times worse, and you have to radically accept how things are, even and not like necessarily not change them. Like it's not saying, you know, oh, like I just have to accept this and not like make any movement towards yeah. fixing it, but it's like that unwillingness to accept reality that actually creates that kind of like suffering. And I've been really sort of like working on that, because it's sort of like, you know that there's a certain situation of either like where I am physically post-COVID or where I am with burnout or like where I am with just like the time in my day, and I have to accept that that is reality, but there is like a real strong resistance to that where, you know, still in there, I'm like, no, I could muscle through this, you know, like I could like shoehorn and willpower my way through this and just like Tetris it out. And then what invariably happens when I do that is I do that and then I'll have a week where everything goes to complete shit. Because you can do it for like a certain amount of time and then your body's like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
Not today.
That's really funny because I've just recently I was chatting with a friend of mine who is also older and she's not long had a baby. And we spoke about it when I was probably in the same position, but it's like you think you can do everything and you think you have all these shoulds. And I think I said to her, it's easier when we don't rage against it. Like, vent to me all you want, but it's easier when we just accept it, when we stop fighting it and we accept it and we just keep poking along. And I think that's when I said to her, at the moment, your thing is looking after your baby and your well-being. Like, don't worry about what's going on at your work, what you should be doing, what other people are doing. Like, and it's really hard. Like, it's hard and you fight it. And I said, you know, I'm here, vent to me. But for your own sake, just take a deep breath and you've got, quit fighting it because it just makes it worse. It just...
Yeah, and I like to actually stop listening to, like, took a break from listening to some of, like, the running podcasts that I like because, like, most of them are hosted by men. And listening to them like talk about how they fit running into their week, I'm like, your wife is how you fit running into your week. I'm sorry, but that is how it works. And I just like couldn't listen to them like wax lyrical about like keeping fit with their new baby. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like unbelievable. Yeah. Or like joking, but like a joking whinge about having to be look after the baby while their like wife went out. And it was like tongue in cheek, but I'm like, this is, even though I know that this is a joke and they're poking fun at themselves, this is like too close to the bone for me to even listen to it.
Yeah. But I'm the same. Like I look at my podcast list now and it probably is a great, you know, it probably shows where you are in your life. But a lot of mine now are more businessy and they're business women who one of them has a baby the same age as Wyatt. You know, another one has a couple of kids. They're Australian. Well, one's Irish, but she lives in Australia. And, like, they're just really, you know, they speak my language. And I went through the other day and I'm looking at these running podcasts. I'm like, oh, God, no, I'm deleting that. Like, I haven't listened to a running podcast in so long and I don't even miss it because I know that, yeah, like you said, they're blokes. They fit running in because they have a wife or they don't have any other person in their life that they have to worry about. I can't do it. And I know that if I was listening to it, it would just send me into a downward spiral and I would just get this rage, like, why can't I be doing that? Why can't I be running? I'm focusing on listening to things that are more relevant to me at this point in time.
Yeah, like I've been mostly, like, I love listening to sort of How I Built This, like that's one of my favorite, which is sort of like all about like how people like built their businesses and stuff like that. And because it always has like a theme of like all of the sort of failures that they had like along the way, and so like it's something that I just, because I think that you get like a sense of people's creativity through their journey and like what they were sort of like thinking of, and you know, some of it's sort of lucky accidents as well, but I find that like quite interesting. But yeah, like it's, you've also got to just sort of like protect yourself mentally during periods like that. You know, like not in a headspace to, you know, like listen to people like smashing out like PVs or whatever, because that's just not like where I'm at. And there are definitely, like, I think it's just been a good opportunity, because I do think that you end up in an identity, and maybe you've sort of like, you know, like moved on, but you're still sort of like stuck in this old way,
yeah,
of thinking, or your life changes and you haven't like quite sort of like caught up with it, you know, like, oh, like my mum was asking me yesterday, she's like, oh, do you think that we'll always run? I said, yeah, you know, like I get so much out of it, but it doesn't mean that like what that looks like isn't going to change over time.
Mm.
You know, like it's not always going to be like, oh, I'm training for this or I'm training for that. And it's probably like the first time in, you know, like almost 10 years that I haven't been training for something.
Yeah.
And in some ways it feels kind of weird, you know, like just like at the moment I don't have I don't have sessions. I just like run for a set amount of time, and sometimes it'll be faster and sometimes it'll be slower, but most of the time it's only faster if I'm like running with other people.
Yeah.
And then it's not like I would not have like run faster than, you know, sort of like 6:30 pace. Like it's not like it's fast for what most of my runs are, but it's not, you know, like it's not, I wouldn't really be kind of like going into any sort of like high intensity heart rate territory with it. And ordinarily at a certain point, like I would get bored with that because there's like a lack of variety, but like I'm still like not bored. And you're like, you're going into summer where it's like, you know, getting really humid, and I'm like, nah, you know, like this is a good opportunity to kind of like focus on the gym stuff, which I enjoy because there are people there.
Yeah.
You know? And so you're getting that kind of like social component, and just, you know, take a breather and like to just sort of like assess like what, you know, in some ways kind of like just use it to kind of go back to the drawing board going, okay, like this is what work needs. This is what sort of like the business needs. This is what the kids need. Like with that in mind, what does everything else look like without going, I have to run 100 kilometers a week, where am I going to put that?
Here, don your headlamp, out you go.
Yeah, get up at 3, you know. And some of it too is just like it's one of those things that's a bit of a fine balance, because in some ways if you only ran when you felt like it, you would never go for a run because you only sort of like feel like it when you're in it. But also I think that there's room when you've been doing it for a really long time to be okay with going, actually, like I don't feel up to it today, or I'd rather spend my time doing something else today. Or yeah. I just feel like I need to, you know, do a bit of this stuff with work or whatever it is. And I like, it is like a hard balance, because I've definitely been on the other side of that where I've like not done any physical activity and just worked, and work has ended up being less productive for it. So there is like this sort of like balance to go there. But I think also like when you're in like struggle town, just having the self-compassion to go, it's okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to do this week.
Yeah.
You know, like if this is still happening in a month, then, you know, sure. But, you know, like you don't have to be so regimented with something that you apparently do for fun. You know, like,
you know, and you look at your own sort of running life, and you can see times where, you know, as an outsider looking at you, they would probably say you're a tad obsessed, like, you know, and you see people, you know, like drug, alcohol, etc., like different addictions, and then you see there was probably points in your own life where you were that like regimented by the training and that, like, I cannot miss this, I cannot do this, like it consumes your whole life, like, and in a good way, you're doing something good, but then it could quite easily tip to the point where it's like you're letting go of other things in your life just to concentrate on that for something that we do for fun. Like, I'm never going to be at the pointy end and the, you know, winning events. I could if I wanted to, but I would sacrifice everything else in my life.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there comes a point when, yeah, like you realize to just let that go a bit. Like, it's all right to loosen the reins there a little bit and remind yourself that it's something that we do for fun. Yeah, set your little challenge and do your personal best, but some days your personal best might be just getting out the door and walking. Like,
yeah, and ultimately, like, I think, like, in the grand scheme of things, probably, like, I think that has been really exciting to, like, hit some of those milestones with running, but also having had, like, periods of either, like, sickness with COVID or longer-term injuries, ultimately I know, like, what I value is, like, the capability to do it and being outside, you know, and those are the two things that I get the most out of. And if I have sort of, like, capacity within my life for those other things, then that can be really rewarding. But it is also one of those things where you just got to sort of, like, look at, like, the time and you know, like, I think there's ways to, like, they're changing the uni structure next year, so yeah, it has been three sessions and it's moving to six terms, which, so they're only 6 weeks each, which I imagine if you're a full-time student, I'd look at that and go, that's terrifying. Like, two subjects in 6 weeks is terrifying, because normally it takes you, like, at least 2 weeks just to wrap your head around sort of, like, the structure and, you know, what you're doing and whatever. But as a part-time student doing one subject every 6 weeks, I can see it actually works really well, because I only have one set of assessments, only have one thing that I'm learning, can be hyper-focused. And what I can do is basically, like, do terms 1 through 4 back to back, and then you get, like, basically, like, half a year off.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it does allow for, like, okay, this is a period of uni, and then, like, I have, like, a nice long period where I don't have to think about it. I can, like, work on other things to do with the business, or, like, I can do more creative stuff, or I can, like, train a bit harder, or, you know, like, put more into it. And so sometimes those, but also, like, I've been off uni now since July, and I'm gonna, like, go back and do the summer session just for some, like, a couple of online subjects just to sort of ease back in. And I think it's, like, good to recognize, like, during that whole period of time of being off, like, I haven't felt like I've had any free time related to it. And I think that when that's, like, the feeling that you have, then that's just a sign that you're not ready to add more shit into it. You know, like, because it's just like, okay, like, it's probably not forever, but right now, like, it feels like, you know, like, a fair amount of stuff is going on. And also sort of accepting that, you know, like, Arlo starts high school next year, and I remember what it was like for Riley. She had just, like, a really shit time, and most of the kids I know also had an equally shit time, because I think that they've done a poor job of managing that transition. Like, yeah. I know when I went, which was a long time ago now, but in year 7, like, we were basically, we had a homeroom where most of our classes were, and the teacher would come to us to sort of, like, manage that transition between, you know, primary school where you have one class and high school where you're going to multiple classes. So you maybe had a homeroom, and maybe you went to, like, did leave to go to the science lab or the home ec lab or, like, whatever, but primarily you had one room, and they don't do that, at least at their school. And so, like, navigating, like, going around to different classes, like, remembering their timetable, hulking their bags around, being intimidated by senior students, like you're not like them, like not letting them sit somewhere, being terrified to go to the office or go to the canteen. Like Riley passed out 3 times in the first term, and I've never, like, she definitely has that like tendency in terms of like I could easily see her as passing out, like if she overheats or something like that. But never happened before, never happened since. And that's just like the level of anxiety. And there was another kid who just like flatly refused to go for like 2 weeks. And he was like, no, not going. And so I'm thankfully now aware of that. And I'm like, well, it's good the way the sessions are, because by the time the session starts, I'll kind of have a gauge on where Arlo's at and see if I need to take a leave of absence. But even just like having that knowledge of like, yeah, I can take a leave of absence, and that might be necessary for, you know, like what we're doing, and not being so like rigid with it. It's like, no, like I'm not going to get behind. It's like, please, I'm going to be at university forever. Like as it is, like with an extended degree, even if I don't take any breaks, I'll be 50 by the time I finish, you know, like, so you can just kind of like let go of this sort of like artificial timeline that you have and be like, yeah, you know, like that's okay. And you know, and the stuff with the kids is like, that's, you know, it is time limited, and just like accepting that they have much higher needs during that period of time. And even simple things like I just, like with PT, we always did it at 9:30, and which was normally enough because kids start school at 9, you know, 9:30, that's okay. But then we went through a period with Arlo where there was some school refusal and there were some big meltdowns and, you know, like everything like that. And I was like, you know what, can we do this at 10:30? You know, and it's like not that big of a change, but so much less stressful, like me not kind of like clock watching going, oh, like got to get them out the door and then like losing their shit. And, you know, like sometimes you've just got to go, this is what my life is. It doesn't matter that I don't want it to be this way. This is how it is.
And the sooner you accept that and not rage against it, it's like everything is better. And you just look and you're like, why did I fight that for so long? Like, yeah. It's sort of like, why?
Yeah, and I think it is getting comfortable with that thing of like, you think, oh, if you let one thing go, then you'll never pick it up again. But like, of course you can.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no, it's sort of one of those things where I think there's that like that fear, because it like takes so long to like get started with running, and it sucks for so long that if you like drop it for like a period of time, that you're like, oh, I'll never be able to like do that again. But I think that was one of the good things of that period of like about 4 or 5 months in that injury where I didn't run, is I got to experience like, yeah, this is fine.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you can have like a long period off and then just pick it up. And it's not like not going to feel like you haven't had a break, but all of that sort of like muscle memory is all there. And, you know, it's never going to go away if you want it, you know.
And that's what I found, like when I'm doing the run against violence and doing lots of walking, like, and you sort of think, oh God, you know, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But when you step, like, and I truly appreciate walking now. I found it quite therapeutic. It was nice, but it doesn't take long, and you get, your fitness comes back really quick, and your body knows, like, you're not sore. You know, and I walked at a fair pace. Hell, Buster was right. Bike, so I was trying to walk and like go as fast for him. But yeah, you sort of think, oh, it's going to take forever, and just in that 20 days of walking nearly every day, like, it was amazing how good I felt. And it just
you know, I did a few runs in there because I'm like, oh, I actually feel nice enough today and I don't have the pram, so I'm going to do a little run here. And yeah, it was really nice. So I guess like that's like that probably reinforced that, yeah, I can drop running for a while.
Yeah.
Training and looking at events, because I know that when I want to get back into it and when I'm in a position where I can fit it in without feeling like I am playing Tetris, yeah, you know, it'll be slow for the first couple of weeks and then your body gets used to it and it remembers, and you know, you just be kind to yourself and don't look at your pace and you'll be fine.
Yeah, and it's just, it is such a finite period of time when they're little like that. Like, it feels really long. But, you know, like, I think that initially, like, I guess when Arlo was like 3, was sort of like in daycare a couple of days, and that was pretty amazing as it was. But then I think that the year before school, it was more like 3 days.
Yeah.
And then, you know, like going to 5 days, and you're so used to like it, at that point you're like, oh wow, like I have had like the whole heavens open up with like possibilities here, because it just at that point it just like feels like it's just so much more time, you know, like in your day, and just not being constantly like, even when they're doing something or they're sleeping, you're always under threat of them needing something at any minute.
Yeah,
I mean, currently I'm always under threat of sick bay calling me, but you know, but it's very different, and yeah, like it is just that that kind of thing where when you're in it, anything kind of like feels like kind of permanent, but it's not, you know. Like I had sort of like had this really shitty sort of like school week with the kids the other week, and I was like, oh my God, like I don't know how I'm going to keep doing this. Like when they're having sort of like meltdowns every single day, and like every day you wake up and go, and you know, you're kind of like getting anxious about it before it's even happened, and then they just turn the corner and they're like, oh yeah, I'm getting ready. Can we go early today? It's like, yeah, cool. So, you know, like, and remembering those things are really good for those periods of time when it's all like going to shit.
Because yeah.
It's really easy just focusing on the negative and going like, oh, this is never going to get any better. But then you can kind of take a step back and go, hang on, like it does change all the time. You know, just because this is happening now doesn't mean it's going to be happening in a week. And that's also sort of like how I've sort of thought about running, like post-COVID. Like there's been a lot of run walking, and which I enjoy because I think it just takes the pressure off. Like I don't have to think about am I running or am I walking. It's like, oh, heart rate's up, I walk. Or like sometimes if I don't feel like running but I do feel like doing something, like I'll just like go for a walk instead, you know, because then you're sort of like getting some fresh air, you know, like, and try not to walk with Josh because he's a very fast walker. I'm just like very slow. But yeah, you know, like, or like sort of do something. Like the other day I did like an uphill walk on the treadmill and I was like, oh, this will be a nice cruisy activity for me. And then hopped on the treadmill. I was like, Jesus, I still got like a fair way to go. And like the, as I was just sort of like maintaining my effort level, and so like my pace on the uphill just like going down and down and down. Oh yeah, okay. Different set of skills, obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, like I think it is something that I have to keep reminding myself. It's not permanent, you know. It's just what like I'm dealing with right now, and it will change. Like everything always changes, and just to then sort of like feel good about all of the things that you are investing your time in. And it sort of like, I think just sort of like helps with like to really focus on that. Like when I'm tucking in like one of their kids, like I see the the blanket that I made when I had COVID, and she loves it, and she gets it all like up on her bed, and she goes to sleep under it, and she's like, oh, I'm a bit concerned because the cats have been kneading it and some of the like flies slightly get fuzzy. I'm like, it's fine. Like I think that when you can't do something in the way that you maybe had in the past, it can be kind of easy to just like focus on, like be so zeroed in on like, I can't do this, instead of like focusing on actually like, I'm really kicking goals at work, like that's going really well, you know, like I'm able to do all of these things with the kids, and that's really positive. And you know, like I'm not like passed out from exhaustion at 8:30 p.m. at night, so I can like watch a movie, you know, or whatever.
Yeah. And it's like on holidays, and I took my joggers and one sort of walking out with me, and the first couple of nights, because we were all in one motel room, first couple of nights Wyatt just didn't sleep. He was like wanting to be near me, and then he's awake at 5 o'clock wanting to chat to everyone, and I'm after the second night I thought, okay, I'm going to put my running gear in the bathroom, so if he wakes up early I can, because I hired a pram, I'm like, I'll put him in the pram, we'll just go for a walk. Well, he slept, didn't he? But I was awake at 5 o'clock, so I actually read a book for 2 hours lying there waiting for everyone else to wake up. And then we get to the conference, that happened a couple of mornings in a row. And a running friend of mine was there, and she said, oh, have you gone for a run? I said, no, I've actually been reading a book of a morning. It's really lovely. Like, you know, two books read in the space of a couple of days, because I let go of the, oh, shit, I should be out running. And if I was training for an event, and if I was running in Orange on Saturday, I would have been like, oh, my God, I've got to go out and run in the humidity and the heat. But it was really nice to just read a book. Like, yeah, just really nice. And I don't, you know, I didn't do one run when I was up there. I walked to breakfast and that was it.
Yeah.
Well, we walked around Karanda and that was it. And I didn't, usually if I pack my running gear and I don't go for a run on a holiday, I feel really bad about it. But this time I'm like, oh, shit, I got 2 books read. I'm happy.
Yeah, like we went up to, I think it might have been, you go to the Gold Coast or something like that. And Josh was like, oh, did you, you know, like pack your running gear, you know, like obviously expecting the extra bag and 5 pairs of shoes that are necessary for such a thing. I was like, no, I didn't bring it. It's just, yeah, like routine is good, but like that should associated with the habit is like gets you into kind of like some dicey territory some days. And when I find myself going like being really sort of like working on that, sort of just observing like what my thought patterns are and what my feelings are, and just sort of taking a step back from it, and it's like when I have that thought pattern of like I should do this but I'm not wanting to, or I'm resistant to it, and like a little bit of resistance is kind of normal, but I've been kind of, as somebody who doesn't usually have like any more like a lot of resistance to doing things, I'm like let's just like take a closer look at that, you know, like do I not want to do that because, you know, like it's actually not something that I'm interested in or not something that I value, you know, because there are certain things where like I never go, oh, I don't want to do this on Friday run club morning. Like I'm always excited to go and run with the ladies. And, you know, like I would rarely like look at like deadlift day at the gym and go, oh, I don't want to do that. I love deadlift day. So when there's something, and sometimes it's sort of like things because it's like lunges, which I suck at, which is fair, like where you can go, okay, but you can do that, that's fine.
Yeah.
But other times it's like, well, you know, like maybe I just don't want to do this because it's taking away space from something else, and do I need to actually be doing that, or do I need to kind of like just look at like why is there a should there, and you know, like,
yeah,
am I just like going, oh, you know, like this is like an automated kind of thing where it's like, oh, I do this every day, so I therefore I should be doing this. And instead kind of going, okay, like, but why do I do it every day? Like, why do I think it's important that I do this particular thing? And, you know, like I'd sort of signed up for this sort of like a bit of a thing to get my sort of nutrition going, which I've been doing about 5 weeks, which is fine. Like I just, and I feel good like with the nutrition side of things, but there's a whole sort of like sort of cardio and strength component to it. It's like, I don't really believe the science behind this. So, you know, like I'm still going to do what I'm going to do, but ultimately I'm not going to like keep doing a program where like I don't think that it's, you know, like actually, you know, like matters. Like I don't think that it matters if you do running or walking at steady state low intensity, or if you go to the gym and do like an hour of CrossFit. Do I think that impacts on fat loss? No.
Yeah.
You know, so having like a highly regimented program, I was kind of getting like a bit resistant to, because basically I just didn't believe in it, you know. So it's like, yep, you know, like being in a calorie deficit, yep, I know that works, like I can get on board with that. But the other stuff I'm like, yeah, you know, like it's probably just as fine if like I do my runs and I go to the gym.
Yeah,
you know, like, and it's probably not going to make that much difference, so why kind of like force yourself into this thing just so that you can like tick all of the boxes, which I think is where a lot of the shoulds come in, is just like when you get into that box ticking and it starts to feel like a chore, and then you're like, just need to kind of like get more engaged in your own process so you're not just like ticking someone else's box, you know.
And that's it. It's about exploring where that should comes from, like,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like people that mop their floor every day and they think the world's going to collapse if they don't mop their floor every day. And it's like, but why? Like, my mum is a shocker like that. Like, oh, I've got to clean the house. I'm like, there's two of you that live in your house. Like, you don't even have any children there to dirty your house. Like, it's all right. Like, oh, and, you know, like she's like, oh, I can't go because I've got to clean the house. Okay, you do. You clean the house and, yep, you look after that floor and you miss out on other things. So, yeah, for me,
there's a lot to be said for, like, on my sort of, like, day off. I'm like, yeah, I'm not, like, dealing with this cleaning situation. What I did is I sat down and I watched Netflix and I worked on this, entered in this art competition where you read a book and you create, like, an artwork that represents the book. So I sat down and did my crochet for that. And then at about 3 o'clock when the kids were coming home, I, like, did some of the tidying up. But I guarantee that if I'd done that at the start of the day, it would have taken a lot longer. But I was, like, then motivated. It's like, oh, they're home. I can, like, bang out a few things in an hour, you know, and then I still get to do sort of the fun things through the day and it doesn't. You know, there's that whole sort of thing about how if women could easily spend all of their time like cleaning and cooking and just like never do any of their own like creative work.
Yeah.
You know, because it's limitless. Like you could go on forever. And I'm really bad at it. I'd be like tidying something up and it's like, oh, like I could like empty out that drawer. And then I go somewhere else and I'm like, oh, I could like clear off this thing. And then you end up with more mess anyway, because it gets worse before it gets better.
Exactly. Like I did the same thing. I think, oh, I just need to put that away. And then I'm like, oh, this goes in the laundry. Oh, this laundry could do with a tidy. Oh, this doesn't belong here. This belongs in that room. Oh, gee, I've got a tidy. Yeah. Yep. And you get to the end of the day and then you've got half a dozen messes around the house that you've actually created. Like,
yeah, I think that I haven't seen like a haven't listened to anything, but like I see all the things in my feed and everything is just sort of like business as usual. But I don't get like a business as usual vibe by any stretch of the imagination. Like everyone seems to be like sort of like still like struggling with either life stuff or new work stuff or business stuff or parenting stuff or just like the fallout from the last 2 years, which I think has kind of like fallen on women probably more so than yeah. men, you know, just with like all of the sort of like at home learning stuff and, you know, just like picking up all of the slack. So I'm not sort of like, at least with the people that I'm interacting with, I'm not like getting a sense that people are anywhere near the vicinity of like, yeah, let's go like full yeah. on and like go train for something hard. Like that's not the sense that I get of where people are at. And maybe that's just because like where I'm at, where I'm like, yeah, I do want to walk right now while I'm walking up this. Thanks.
No, I don't know. I think it will take a long time. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, and also you get into this time of year, it's like, who's like, well, up here anyway, it's just like, it hasn't been too bad so far, but you can feel it coming. It's like humidity is starting to build and, you know, like all of the, yeah, like all of the Christmas traffic is starting to get mental around here. Brother's like, I just don't understand why anyone would come here on holidays. And I'm like, that's just because you don't like the beach because there's sand. Everyone else really likes the beach and that's why they come here.
Yeah.
She's yep. like, yes. But, but thank you for today. It was so nice to have a chat.
Yeah, it was good just to chat about just non-running stuff.
Non-running. Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. If you would like to support the podcast, you can check out Run Club. That's at opmove.com. There's a 2-week free trial, so you can check everything out. Or you could also go to patreon.com/opmove, and there are some options to support Operation Move there as well. Chat to you next time.